Australia is facing a silver tsunami. In less than 50 years, we will have over 1.9 million citizens over the age of 85. A recent study shows that men aged 85 and over have the highest suicide rate in the country, and the stigma around aging and suicide may be preventing them from accessing treatment. Christian Manale looks into this worrying trend. Just a warning for our listeners, this report contains some distressing material.
Australian males aged 85 years and over are at the most risk of taking their own lives, according to the Australian Bureau of Statistics. These staggering figures show that the rate of suicide in the age group is the highest among all ages. Almost 40 people in this group per 100,000 are taking their own lives. This is double the rate experienced by young men. Chief Executive for the Council of Aging, Ian Yates, says that this is a trend that has been occurring for some time, but has been neglected due to the significant amount of ageism experienced by older Australians.
The rate of suicide amongst males over the age of 85 has been extremely high for a long time. We live in a society in which ageism is still very strong, and many people face health issues, including mental health issues, and in particular mental health services to older Australians have been inadequate for many years.
In less than 50 years, Australia is expected to have 1.9 million people over the age of 85. This means that more people will fall into this highly vulnerable group. Yates claimed that already mental health services available to older Australians are a crisis point.
This is an issue that has not been recognised politically. The mental health scene, policy scene in Australia has been dominated by a focus on youth. What we object to is older people's mental health issues being heavily discounted. So it does need political priority. And we just ought to recognise that one of the fastest growing segments of our population are people over the age of 85. So if we are having these kind of figures now, they are only going to grow into the future. And we will have a real national crisis if we don't address it.
Yates also claimed that governments have been reluctant to address the issues, despite aged care organisations' lobbying efforts.
CODA Australia has been saying that mental health issues for older Australians is in a state of crisis for many years now. We have time and time again been promised that mental health issues treatment for older Australians would be next cab off the rank in terms of government priorities. It has never got there. It always goes to the back of the queue.
Professor Joseph Ibrahim from the Department of Forensic Medicine at Monash University said that people within this group usually come into residential care already experiencing physical and mental issues. The level of suicide was lower for those within residential care facilities than those out in the community.
The people who require help or enter into residential care usually have either a physical, a cognitive or a mental health issue to start with. They're people and need assistance with care. What we do know is the level of suicide occurring in residential care is lower than what occurs in the community.
Professor Ibrahim also speculated that the heightened suicide rate may be due to a generational stoicism, where people affected were hesitant to pursue assistance from mental health professionals.
So if you're 85 to 100 now, you would have been born in the 1920s, 1930s, and the world back then was about being stoic, making do with what you've got, not laying your worries on other people. Some researchers wonder whether that attitude continues on into older age, and that's what we're seeing in the 85-year-old plus group.
Ian Yates has called on medical professionals and politicians to stop ignoring the mental health concerns of Australia's ageing population.
What we are dealing here with is the absence of proper recognition of mental health issues amongst older Australians and the absence of treatment options. If it were happening at that rate amongst children or middle-aged people, there would be an uproar. We are dealing with an ignoring of a problem by both the medical profession and policymakers over many years.
Ian Yates, Chief Executive of the Council for the Aging, ending that report by Christian Manale. If this story raised any issues for you, you can contact Lifeline on their crisis support line 13 11 14 24 hours a day.